Chris, seeing as you seem to know everything, here's another question for you. This is from Dennis Cooper, who says, why do people instinctively suck on a bleeding wound? If you have a cut on your finger, you're like, like that. But your mouth is full of germs, he points out. So why would you want to do this?
It does sound counterintuitive, doesn't it? Probably there are two aspects to this. Number one is that whenever you injure any part of yourself, the reaction or the reflex response is usually to rub it better. And when you rub something better, what you're doing is stimulating the nerve cells that convey low threshold stroking sensations to your brain. And those nerve cells are wired up in your spinal cord to inhibit or switch off the nerve cells that convey pain. So by sucking on an injured body part, you're stimulating those big low threshold nerves with that stroking sensation and thereby blocking the pain. Number two is that actually, although your mouth is full of germs, they're a fairly unique repertoire of germs. They include streptococci, they're what we call viridans streptococci, some staphylococci. They're generally low pathogenicity bugs. They probably are not going to be bad for you in a big way. And as a result, your immune system's pretty good at dealing with them. And if you pushed a few of them into your wound, probably not going to do much harm. Also, when you clean the wound with your tongue or by sucking, you're going to dislodge foreign matter. You're probably going to dislodge some nastier bugs that might be in there, and they'll get swallowed and then destroyed by your stomach acid. And here's the real sort of clincher for this argument, which is that every time you clean your teeth, then if you do tests on people, you can detect showers of microorganisms and their DNA going around your bloodstream. Because when you clean your teeth, you make little lacerations in your gums. Also, when you eat food, same story. When you floss your teeth, you make little holes open up in your gums, and the bugs in your mouth get into your bloodstream. And in the vast majority of cases, they're harmless to you because your immune system deals with them straight away. Your spleen filters them out. Never a problem. In a small minority of people, usually people who've got pre-existing problems with the valves in their hearts, then these microorganisms can sometimes settle on the valves of your hearts, and they cause a condition called endocarditis. But for the vast majority of people, it is not a problem. So there's the evidence that you're probably not carrying anything in your mouth that you're going to add to your wound and make yourself sick with it.